USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. People from Nashville and well beyond the Music City are expected to attend a candlelight vigil tonight for the six victims of Monday's shooting at a church elementary school. Organizers say the goal is to honor the lives of the victims and lift up the survivors and families of the Covenant School. Big-time pushback from Democrats in the House of Representatives to some Republicans who've said there's nothing lawmakers can do about mass shootings.
Of course there's stuff that can be done. I mean, the idea that there's nothing to do, that they have the defeatist attitude, is completely unacceptable.
Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz. His Michigan colleague Alyssa Slotkin says she is reintroducing a bill requiring a safe storage of guns in homes. The bill passed the House last session but did not advance in the Senate. In the Senate, lawmakers are blasting former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz over that firm's labor practices.
Starbucks has waged the most aggressive and illegal union-busting campaign in the modern history of our country.
Vermont's Bernie Sanders says the effort's been organized by Schultz. He says he supports unionization, and Starbucks offers more benefits than most restaurant chains. By late summer, you will no longer need a prescription to buy Narcan, the drug that reverses opioid overdose. The FDA's approved over-the-counter sales of the nasal spray that's credited with saving thousands of lives. Looks like former President Trump's prediction that he'd be arrested in New York last week will now be at least 2 weeks late. The grand jury hearing allegations of a hush money cover-up is not expected to consider the Trump case until next week. The new Republican governor of Nevada is looking to undo some of what his Democratic predecessor did. Joe Lombardo is backing a new bill to repeal universal mail-in ballots in Nevada, which has been on the books for only 2 years. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
For many of us, the first time we heard the word meltdown was 44 years ago this week when it happened in central Pennsylvania at a nuclear power plant called Three Mile Island.
Federal nuclear experts say it was the most serious accident of a U.S. commercial nuclear power plant. A combination of equipment failure and operator error led to a partial meltdown of one of the plant's reactors, which resulted in the release of a small amount of radioactive material at the Three Mile Island power plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in March of 1979. I'm Skip Kelly.
School staffers in the Los Angeles Unified School District will vote on a new contract next week. It was last week staffers held a 3-day strike in which teachers honored the picket lines. The result is a deal that gives those staffers 30% pay hikes, bonuses, and fully paid health benefits. Farther down the wage spectrum, a new report from the U.S. Labor Department says garment workers in Southern California make as little as $1.58 an hour. Among the reasons, wage theft and illegal pay practices. A survey of garment contractors around the region shows more than 80% were committing some labor violations. We have a good idea about how many people are on this planet, but what might be the maximum population of planet Earth? Scientists funded by the Global Challenges Foundation have come up with a prediction that the world's population will peak sometime in the 2050s at about 8.5 billion people. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.